this week on Video Death Loop. Plus, we tell you what we think of your city. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host of this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
Hello, John.
Hello. Proper greeting, proper etiquette. I appreciate that. You go in a firm stance in here. You introduce yourself as the co-host. Like we have established that boundary. It's great. This is a great start to a podcast. Thumbs up.
Let me ask you, have you ever heard, and I'm not sure if this story is apocryphal or not, but the story I heard about how hello became a greeting was tied in with the invention of the telephone. Is this a story you've heard that as well? Like the inventor of the telephone was in, I guess, one room and his assistant was in the other room and... Alexander Graham Bell. And he's, am I right in thinking he spilled acid on himself and was freaking out and started yelling across the phone like, hello, hello, like as a, as an exclamation of surprise or
something? That was a story that they always tell to go through there. But I imagine if I spilled acid on myself and it was like hurting me, it'd be like, oh, fuck. I'd be loud. Like you wouldn't need a telephone. You could just walk over.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I'm either misremembering or conflating some stories, or maybe they were just surprised, or maybe the story was just they were surprised when it worked and they were like, hello, like surprised. And hello was an exclamation of surprise, and then it became entwined with the idea of saying greetings on a telephone, like, fuck, this works. And I just kind of wish that telephones were invented in the year 2024, and so everyone would open every conversation with, fuck, this works, because that is exactly how someone would be surprised on a telephone. If you're like, here's a telephone. Listen, your friend's on the other side. Fuck, this works.
You would have different regional dialects on there too. Like you call someone up from your friend, it'd be like, ah, shit. It's you.
Just love the idea. You call up your grandma and you're like, ah, shit.
Hi, hey, grandma.
No, you don't say hi. You start with, ah, shit. Oh, yeah. Grandma. Graham.
It's hard. Like, it's so ingrained into us to say hi with that at the beginning on that. But you go, ah, shit, Grand, I just got your package. Thanks for the fudge. Hell yeah.
Pretty good start. But it would not, like, translate to any other. You still could not say curse words instead in front of your grandmother. It's just that this one curse word has become packaged up with a greeting to a point where you just ignore it. And who's to say that hello is not that, is not exactly that, right? Because it's got hell in it. It could have been first hell space O.
Yeah.
Hell O.
Great Guar album also, too, on that.
Hell O.
Hell dash O, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, great. I mean, sure. But maybe Guar had some sort of like historical language understanding just to be like, listen, you guys don't know this, but you're literally saying a cuss every time you call your grandma on the phone. I guarantee you Guar would describe it as a cuss.
Yeah, they would explain it as a cuss and then like behead a currently popular celebrity on stage, like a model of them. So it'd be great. Like all in the same sentence, it'd be a good time.
I mean, so that's great. I think we should. I think maybe from now on, whenever we start this podcast, we need to be like, oh shit.
if you invented the telephone, Aaron? 100 years in the future, 100 plus years,
100 plus years in the future.
You have invented. Wait,
from the original inventing of the telephone, or from right now? 21, 24? In 2124, I invent the telephone.
That's questionable at that point.
No one else has thought of it. I'm super old.
Yeah.
I decide finally I'm going to give back to humanity. I'm inventing the telephone.
Okay. What would you want to say as your if you knew it worked and you knew someone was listening on the other line, would be the first thing?
It's hard to say. I don't know how they talk in 2124 yet. We're talking about 100 years in the future, John.
Yeah.
It's 100 years in the future.
It's a lot of TikToks.
Like 100 years ago, we were like, hello, and we thought that was an exclamation of surprise, and now we start every podcast on the planet with it.
Right.
Okay, tell you what. How about I invent the telephone 100 years in the past of 100 years in the future? Okay, I've come back in time. I'm still 142. Okay. I'm still 142. They've invented the time machine. No one's invented the telephone. Some parts of society are incredibly advanced. Some parts are not. I've come back in time. I've killed my current self.
That seems like a bad start. Okay.
I've taken my own place. Okay. Everyone was just going to have to get over the fact that I'm super old now. I know everything. I can prove that I'm Aaron. You can DNA test me. You don't know that time machines exist.
Right.
Like, there's like, I know Aaron, everything I know. Yeah, but it's just like, dude, it's been a tough week. It's been a tough fucking
clearly,
week.
Clearly. Have you considered getting another job? It just seems like, yeah. Like I would be very gravely concerned for a long time if I didn't know the truth.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, that's fine. You're just gonna have to get over it. I just look real old now. Mean,
yeah.
And I'm talking about, we've coordinated lunch, we've gone out to lunch, we've sent each other letters because the telephone hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah, we have to plan a month in advance, actually.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Dearest John.
Yeah.
Would you like to go and get tacos?
Yeah. Are you ready for the radio broadcast?
Man, did the radio exist before the telephone? Had to have.
Potentially on there, like you had telegrams for sure. So
before the telephone, but did you have radio? Man, it's such a all those things all happened at once, right? It's hard to know. It's hard to know. I mean, it's very easy to know. Just look it up. But it's hard to know. Just bing it. But it's hard to know right now. Because it feels like the telephone uses a lot of the same parts as a radio, right? It just goes over a cable instead of over the air.
Potentially, yeah.
Right? It's like you're turning voice into waves, electronic waves.
You are sending a data for sure, yeah.
Right, yes. In some capacity. And so would you imagine that the wireless version or the wired version of it happened first? That's the question.
Right. I don't know. What I do know, though, Aaron, is...
Wait, we didn't get to it. You didn't let me finish saying what I was going to say.
Okay,
I'm 142 years old. I've come back in time. I've killed my former self. I've convinced everyone through completely extraneous DNA testing that it is me. Everyone's just like, I guess he just got real old. I don't know. I didn't see him for 3 or 4 days. He just got real old. And now he's talking about inventing the telephone. And then I invent the telephone. I'm like, John, we're going to record the first podcast on this telephone.
What's a podcast?
Listen, you might not be ready for this, but your kids are going to love it. And so I set you up over in a room. I get over to a different room. I pour acid on myself so I don't change the timeline too much. And then I yell, oh, shit, acid. completely fucking up what I meant to do.
And so, the popular phrase becomes, instead of hello, oh, shit, acid.
Oh, shit, acid.
Yeah. Like, is that short? Like, do we shorten it? Like, oh, shit, like, you know, oceans in. I, you know, like somehow find a way to like combine those syllables. Like, because, you know, hello, hi, and all that.
I think what it does, I think, yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to have language drift in the future. I mean, proper business conversations will always begin with, oh shit, acid. But yeah, there might be some times where you just, you know, casually, you just see your friend, you're like, acid.
Yeah.
In memory of the guy that got old, invented the telephone, and then deliberately poured acid on himself.
See, it's good, though. It's good because it also has a kind of a curse word in there. You say ass in acid.
You do, yeah. I mean, that's, I have it. See, and in later days, I will, my acid-scarred, incredibly old self will say that was my plan all along. But I'm really, just sort of like rolling with it. I'm retconning what it was. I was just actually in a lot of pain from that acid that I poured on myself.
Aaron, this whole plan to retroactively create the telephone from the future back into the present time, when it should have been invented in the past, this whole plan does a lot of hurt towards yourself.
I guess including
a murder.
Is it really murder if you kill yourself and you've got a spare one? Is that really murder?
I mean, you know, you got two, like, to you, it's like I don't think one person's going to definitely not appreciate it.
Yeah, but he's dead. That's so true. His point kind of doesn't mean
you just got really old you now.
Yeah, you just got old me.
Yeah.
It's just old me. Just old me.
Oh.
You can begin the podcast in earnest now, John, I've answered your question.
Okay. I'm glad. First of all, thank you. I'm glad I did not mean to intercede on the question asking on that. I was a little terrified and frightened for a little bit there. But I do have a video for you. I've chosen a video for you, the present version, the currently aged version of yourself.
Yeah, I hope that jerk from the future doesn't come back in time and kill me and take my place.
What do you think you would, like, if you had to go back, like, if you, the old version, I guess you wouldn't know what your murder weapon would be until 2124. They might have very sophisticated ways of murder, but.
If I had to do it, if I had to do it right now, if I had to pick with a modern weapon, I think I'd stab myself to death.
Okay.
Because I just feel like it's would be very visceral.
Yeah, very British of you.
If I'm going to get away with a murder, and it seems like I am, mm-hmm. I guess I want to feel it. I want to know that I've murdered someone. I don't want it to be like, I shot him. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your blood. You can do whatever you want with it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Still me.
Yeah, it's very like
no, I slit my throat and then stabbed myself a bunch. I remember it. I remember it.
Ah, good. Wait, good. No, good. No, bad. And podcast time. It's a podcast. I have a video for you. Aaron, are you ready for the video?
I'm ready.
Man, it has nothing to do with what we were talking about here, but I hope you enjoy it regardless. So.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Okay, we're going to begin watching it in 3, 2, 1.
All right, we've got a POV.
Yes, it's a point
bag.
Of view. And this is a bag. This is the point of view of what happens when you put a bag onto the little conveyor belt behind the airline terminal and where it goes. Aaron, have you ever wanted to go back there? Have you ever wanted to see where the magic conveyor goes?
Nope, I'm happier not knowing, but I guess
that
dream's being taken from
your
me right now.
Dreams are dead just like your present self.
Yeah. That's fine. Let's go. Let's ride with this bag. It is kind of neat. I will say, I feel a little sneaky. I feel a little sneaky right now. I feel like these people don't know there's a camera on the bag. Because we're kind of getting behind. We're getting some like unflattering butt shots of some of these ticket agents.
Mm-hmm.
And we're riding with this bag. We're going around a corner. Uh-oh, we're about to go through the little rubber flaps.
Yeah, that means like you're about to go into an adventure.
Okay, this is where my knowledge of it. Oh, it's just raw ass drywall back here.
Yeah,
that is not what I was expecting.
No, they're working on that room. They're going to get ready for. They're going to have a party and have everyone over eventually when they finish it. But they're not going to finish it. Let's be honest.
No, it's absolutely not. Then we're kind of going down a slope into some sort of handling facility. We have our friend bag in front of us.
Yeah,
that we get to see
kind of big enough.
We kind of get to see everything that's going to happen to our bag, our secret bag, before it happens to us with friend bag in front. And there's, I guess, various other chutes that you can join this, like, you know, continually rolling bag mover.
And overall, yeah, it hasn't run into any other bags. Nothing has, like, hit it or anything. It's mostly
I mean, this is fine. I don't feel like I need to stand up for the rights of my bag at this point. Like, yeah, it's not as nice as the rest of the airport down here. But also, I mean, there's been nothing atrocious yet.
It looks
fun. It's just been a bag riding around. Yeah. Another set of flaps. What are those flaps for?
Mud flaps, maybe?
Maybe. You know, I mean, I get that you have to have the flaps to hide this weird facility away from everyone else in the airport. Mm-hmm. But like these flaps that are happening once you go into the airport is incredibly weird.
Yeah, I guess maybe like you're trying to keep a lot of outside of like privacy or whatever. You're maybe trying to like keep particles or like any like miscellaneous stuff going through that's not the bag. Maybe
now. We do seem to be going through some kind of an X-ray machine.
Oh, like Dollywood. Like you get to that little part where it's all dark and you're like, no, okay, we just go through the other side. Okay.
Yeah, but there were a lot of like radioactive symbols on a box that we went to.
Yeah. It's got to scan and make sure that it's that's good. Like there's nothing in that bag. What do you think is, do you think anything's actually in the bag or if it's just
I mean,
just
a camera.
Like, the camera's on top of the bag. It's not in the bag.
But I don't think it's like I feel like they must have hidden it in some capacity.
I don't think an airport
would have been awesome, like very cool with this happening.
No, I mean it's on top. Like I can see the Amazon Basic on the bag itself, on like what looks to be the outside. Oh God!
Yeah, we got sorted very suddenly.
Yeah, we are dangerous. We are like we are getting moved up elsewhere through the terminals. It's going up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I guess maybe it is just right on. But I don't know. I feel like this is like a secret thing that's happened.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why I feel that, but I feel that. I mean, if it were me, I certainly would not tell the airport that I was going to be recording inside there. But then again, this does seem to be produced by Local 4 in Detroit. So Local 4 in Detroit. If you're a listener out there, tell us about what happened with this bag.
Yeah, the motto is click on Detroit, which, sure, okay. Yeah. That sounds fine.
What facts do you know about Detroit?
RoboCop was born there.
Yes.
The GM building is there.
Yes.
I know about 8 Mile, Eminem.
I guess, like, Detroit is, like, perhaps a little bit more storied than maybe, like, some of these other kind of... Would you call Detroit a second or sort of a third class city when it comes right down to it?
I don't know. Like, what are you defining as class here on this? Like, it's like I see it as kind of like just a big Midwestern city. I've seen Detroit. I guess, I've looked at it, but
I guess I would say that like in United States terms, like New York and L.A. are kind of first class cities.
Right.
And then. You know, Chicago is, you know, it's the second city. Yeah, so it's probably either the bottom of the first class cities or the first of the second class cities.
Yeah.
Like Dallas, Fort Worth and San Francisco. And I guess now that like I'm saying those. I feel like Detroit's third class. I feel like it's a third class city. I feel like it's like on par with, I don't know, like a Cincinnati.
I think it's a little bigger than Cincinnati, from what I understand of it.
It may be, but I feel like Cincinnati. Yes, I do. I do feel like Cincinnati's not that big, but I also feel like where it is gives it kind of special importance. I don't know. Cincinnati's always seemed like a real ass city to me. Maybe like not the biggest one, but like real, enough. Real. People, if you're in Cincinnati, you are on the side of real city to me. You're okay. On the side of real city.
All right, let's lean back. The city we live in, Knoxville.
Knoxville?
Is that a real city?
No.
Okay, I agree.
I mean, it's like, it's a, no. I mean, from any description of what a city is, yes. But Knoxville's like a fourth, maybe a high fifth rate city.
Okay. All right. I see what you're now that I've understand the level of here.
Yes.
A lot of those like big cities in the Midwest, they all kind of, they will hate me saying this. Like it's like in terms of like population size, they're just like, they're like the kind of like your city. They're kind of the same except in different locales. It's like where, because there's just nothing mostly in the Midwest until those sectors. So you got stuff like you got Detroit and Chicago, which are probably on the bigger side. Chicago and St. Louis, all on the bigger side of that. And
then, yeah, like, St. Louis was really what I was trying to pull when I said Cincinnati. I could not think of St. Louis as there. But that, okay. I think that just tells you something of like, for some reason, like the relative, like intellectual water that Cincinnati draws versus a St. Louis, gateway to the Midwest.
Yeah.
St. Louis. Or is it gateway to the West? What is
gateway to the West? Yeah.
Okay.
The,
yeah.
The arch there, you go, you pass under the arch congratulations. You're in the West.
You're in the West. You've done it. You finally made it West, young man. You can stop.
Yeah. We don't have to go any further. The rest of that country does not exist.
Yeah. So Detroit third, it's gotta be third, right?
Okay.
Third.
In the terms of, okay, I agree with you on the terms of like that, the conditions that you brought forward on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all vibe. It's 100% vibes. Mm-hmm. And I've not been to Detroit. Don't know. But the vibes Detroit is throwing off is big third class American city vibes.
Yeah, I've looked at Detroit. I was in Canada in Windsor, which is across the river from, and you can actually just look at Detroit and be like, oh, that's Detroit. That's America over there.
Yeah. Huh.
I live over there somewhere. And that's, it's just kind of a weird feeling on that. And I just like, oh, the only thing I noticed was, oh, there's a GM building because it has the GM logo on there. It's like, well, that's good. I'm glad that's there, I guess. And then I went on.
We are on a new loop.
Yes, we are.
Of this, is it telling that somehow Detroit, famed home of America's auto industry, at least at one point, has made me feel like a bag is a car as we go around this track over and over again? We're on lap two of this bag.
Yeah, they definitely got
cars on the brain, man. Cars on the brain.
Car, you have to use cars to get into any of those cities out there. To like the Detroit, like you, if you're not flying in, there's nothing else near Detroit basically outside of like, you know, once you get like the suburbs, of course, of that, but it's a, you know, it's you're driving. It's like Tennessee here. You're driving to places.
You are driving to, well, I mean, I suppose I've only flown over the Midwest. I've never stopped. Yeah, I don't think I've ever. I think I've been to. Well, is Chicago? Do you consider Chicago in the Midwest?
Yeah, Chicago's the Midwest.
Okay, sure. I mean, I've been to Chicago briefly, okay, and then continued going west.
Were you just at O'Hare Airport?
I was at O'Hare Airport.
Okay, I'm almost thinking about saying that like O'Hare Airport is not the Midwest, and just specifically O'Hare
just
Airport.
O'Hare Airport is its own entity.
I've
been there like three times though. I've been through O'Hare like three times. So does that count as a visit? Like one visit to Chicago? Can I add those together?
I think you have to step out into Chicago at that point, because O'Hare Airport is its own thing in there.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Like, a lot of airports are kind of like that. It's like, you know, you ever feel like when you're at an airport, like the rules bend in certain ways? Like, it's 8 a.m. and you can order a pizza. Hell yeah. And you can eat that pizza. No one's going to look at you weird. It's 8 a.m. pizza time.
Yeah. No one knows if you just got there or you're like,
no,
like waiting on a red eye or you had an overnight layover. Like, there's just, you don't know. It's all right. There's no judgment at an airport. Even down, even down here, the fact, I think I'm with you on this, because later on in this loop, we see very clearly cameraman's recording this bag, like back in the secret area you're not allowed to see. So this was done with the full permission, understanding of the airport, which means this was not a secret. Like, this is not a secret, but
no.
Even here, it feels like the rules are bent, as you would say. Time is nothing. It is a different place.
Yeah. It's just eventually your bag will get to where it needs to be. But it is like everyone, like, it is being kept to it. It's like it's like a precious moment there. You got to make sure that like it's not touched. It's not being what's the word? Interfered with in any sort of way here. It's just trying to show the process of that. They're really excited about it, though. That's a little weird.
I mean, I get it. Someone along the way at the TV station had this idea, and it just seemed like, having worked at a television station in the past, a news television station, there was so much that they had to be like, man, what if we did this? Wouldn't that be cool? Would that be cool? Do I have permission to call the airport and at least ask them that they will do this?
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, fine. Like, yes, if you can find some time in your day as our entire industry is crumbling around us. Yes, you can see if you can put a bag through the baggage handler and put a camera on it and then go down there. With there's two cameramans filming with like your buddy, and you can film it as it comes out of the bag if they will let you, if they will. And then you get it and you're like, okay, fine, but you can do it on Thursday, but only if there's no double homicides. If there's double homicides, it's all hands on deck. It's all hands on fucking deck.
Is it like a double homicide at the airport, or just like, just
does
general?
It anywhere you're you're okay. Too busy to do your stupid luggage story.
What if it turns out the double homicide is at the airport? It's like, what? Okay, where is it at? It's in baggage claim? Hold on, I got an idea.
There was when I worked at the television station, there was a quadruple homicide that happened, and I cursed the murderer because that man made us have such a busy day. Like, you, when you murdered those four people, you weren't thinking about the local news station that was going to have to come up with all kinds of extra work for themselves to cover this quadruple homicide.
Yeah, it's just, you're like, it's creating, like, it's the stories that get created from that. It just you have to, you are like it's very disrespectful.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Just don't kill. If you're just kill them in the next county over where they got a different TV station. Yeah. Come on.
Like, spread the murders over across a couple weeks.
Least, yeah. You know? I mean, a single homicide, sure. You'll get a 5-minute spot on the news. Yeah. A quadruple homicide, it's all hands on deck.
You don't want to spread them too far out, though. You don't want to spread the murders too far out, because then you just become a serial killer at that point. So
I think I might have accidentally invented like live mobile internet streaming when that happened, because this was like 2008. Mm-hmm. And we had just gotten the ability to like live stream. But it was always from like a mobile, like a static setup, right? Like, we could live stream to our website, And the guy that was going out from the website was wanting to like get some video. I'm like, fuck, dude, you could I could knock this together, because I got like one of those early like USB modems that you could plug into a laptop.
Mm-hmm. And then I got
him a like a camera that could connect to his laptop, and we had this ridiculous bag that was like, or just like his laptop bag, and we had that in there, and then we had this, and then he had the camera running into it, and I'm like, you're gonna have like 20 minutes if you're running all the shit at the same time, but you could go out there and live stream this and walk around, like it will be wild. And I mean, like, obviously that's completely accomplishable with a mobile phone these days,
right,
but like the idea of like linking these three things together, like he didn't even sort of was not able to parse what I was telling him. I'm like, just turn on your laptop, like put it in your bag to where it doesn't go to sleep. You know, you can have internet access on your laptop while you're out and about because of this USB modem. And then you could like walk around. And yeah, I don't obviously I did not invent mobile live streaming, yeah.
But it was an early case of it.
It was an early case of like, we could do this. You want to get out there and like walk around and put it right on the internet. It's going.
Did it connect to like a camera, or like what was being filmed at like or streamed, I guess, here?
Yeah, it was a camera. It was like there were essentially three pieces of equipment. There was like a mobile internet modem, and then the laptop, and then the camera that was connected probably via FireWire to the laptop. And so he could run it directly into our content management system at the time from there.
Okay.
And he was like, go ahead.
It just went directly to the website. It wasn't going through like an intermediate third party or
anything. we could create like a site that it was going directly to our CMS, and we could create stories that were like, you could put a live stream on there, but like the use case was always like, oh, you know, it was like we're here in the newsroom, you know, giving you an update on a story or something. Right. And or you're just like uploading, you know, it was just like, it was always considered to be, there's going to be like a traditional set or something on the other side, and it's going to be on a computer that's sitting there on a desk. And I'm like, no, we could put all this together, and you could go out there and like, you don't have to take, you know, because we still had like the satellite vans to like satellite broadcast back to the main station, like for terrestrial broadcast. So if you wanted to do a live remote, like you had to fucking roll like a multi, you know, driver equipment operator satellite van, and then like, you know, bounce it off a satellite and send it back to the TV station. And then the TV station would broadcast it out over its broadcast. Well, I was like, fuck that satellite van. That satellite van is replaced by your laptop and this USB modem. And we just slam this camera in there and you're good to go.
So what did the end result look like?
It was not as good as this. It was not as good as this. Actually, I don't think I watched it. I think I got him going. I got like our content guy for the website. Like, I got him all set up, and I'm like, this is how you do it. Look, here's a little walkthrough. Okay, now go. Because I was like, you know, back end like website tech guy. Right. And I peaced out. We had too much other stuff happen because of this inconsiderate fucking quadruple murderer that came along and ruined my lunch. Yeah. I mean, come on. I had to eat at my desk? What are you talking about?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Forget that four people died. My lunch was truncated.
Yeah, it's like,
obviously, don't forget that four people died.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, knock-on effects, guy. Think about that. Think about that before you go murdering four people.
You know, I wonder if, you know, like when they're teaching, when they when they're teaching people how like to not murder and be like good and all that, maybe they should have that part in there, like when they're describing like the inconsideration of murder in that. It's like everyone's gonna be busy, like
it's just like a sad website guy eating at his desk.
This is who you affect.
That looks like a pudgy white guy. He is, but he doesn't look too bad off. Listen, don't kill these people.
He was planning some sketch comedy later in the afternoon. But he can't do it anymore because you murdered them.
Yeah. Why does he look like he's 142 years old?
Don't worry about it.
It's been a rough week.
He invented something called the telephone. You wouldn't know about it if he didn't murder.
Oh, shit. Acid. That's the guy. Okay, I'm tapping. Okay. Do not want to watch this bag anymore.
You don't want to watch. You don't want to find the joy of riding. I just want to ride. I don't even want to be a bag. I just want to be able to ride it. Like, you know, just like lay down on it and just enjoy the show. Enjoy the ride.
I bet that's doable. I bet if you give the right guy like $50, you could make that happen.
Yeah, you'd be like, it's like, do you want to upgrade to a main cabin? No, but if you get me there through the baggage claim, you know, like, yeah, you know, like we'll talk about that. Yeah, you could put that as an upgrade to main cabin. Sure.
Yeah. The main cabin? What are you writing in the sub cabin?
Okay. All right. Buying a plane ticket nowadays is like the most emasculating thing. Where they make it I bought a plane ticket last week, and when you go, it's like, do you want to upgrade to main cabin? I was like, I thought I was in the main cabin. No, you have no rights. You're in the overhead bin. Yeah, you are like chopped into two pieces and you are put in there. If you do not fit, we will discard the remaining third of you and you can be there.
What the fuck does it mean, main cabin? It's just a big tube.
I suppose the middle of the plane, and some basically, okay, there's a definite distinction between first class and the rest of the cabin, usually.
Sure. Comfortable with that.
Yeah. So, like, when main cabin, I've always assumed is just the rest of the plane there, but I guess, like, when, like, the site that I was using to buy the ticket, main cabin may have been like, it's like, oh, maybe you get to choose your seat or something. But no, because when you go to the next stage, you can pay an extra $20 or $30 to pick your seat for you on that part. So it's like, what the hell is that? And not only that, but when you go to the airport anyway, you are getting choice too of like what group you're like, depending on like how much you spent on it, you're going to be in certain groups. I guess, oh, main cabin is anything that is not the last group. So like you get called last on the plane, basically. So all the good overhead compartments are already taken up. And no one, like, you are just fending for yourself, basically, on this plane. You are.
But it's still the same cabin.
Yeah, it's still the same area.
That is a wildly inaccurate way to describe.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening there.
Yeah, it just means that they're going to call every group. And some groups, maybe they'll invite people that are on, like, on the plane, that on different planes to come up before they get to your group.
Yes. You come in and fart on this guy's seat before he gets to sit specifically. Down.
And then leave. And
all those 8 a.m. airport pizza farts.
Oh, God. The Chicago O'Hare style Chicago pizza farts going on specifically into that. It's just rife with it. Rife with that scent.
Oh, God. Well, we did it, didn't we? We did it again. We did it again. Yep. You can't stop us.
Oops.
Can't stop us.
Yeah.
Oops, we did it again. Yep.
We made a video happen.
Christina Aguilera. Oops, we did it again.
That's a different universe. That's a universe that you're creating when you go back in time and kill your former self. That's because like that would just change hands on that. Like at that point.
Yeah, I would say so.
But yeah, that's been a video death loop. We do this pretty much every week here. Like going through this, this was a longer loop here than we usually do. I was trying to see if see what happens if we do a little bit of a longer loop as a result on there. Just see if like if the madness kind of sets in a little bit later.
We basically insulted everyone that lives in any city that's not New York and LA.
Yeah,
but,
fuck
I
city.
Mean, that's
fuck
not good.
City.
Yeah, fuck cities a bunch suck. Of cities.
Yeah, fuck a bunch of cities. They don't like go back to
towns. The, towns so, are towns, where it's at.
Yeah, yeah
I'm all
yeah.
about
go villages.
Norris, Tennessee. That's a place where things happen.
Town ass town.
Yes, real town. Rockwood. That's the place for me.
Wood Rock. There, like there's, we have Rockwood, and then we have what's the other? Like there's another rock. Like I always get it mixed up and think
Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster. Yeah, B-52.
Another rock. Another yeah. rock city.
Yeah,
we, you like, can see Rock City. That's in Chicago. Can, that's in yeah. not Chicago. That's in Chattanooga.
Yeah. Well, the
Rockford,
Rockford, yeah, that's the one. Like, I always get them mixed up because they're in two, they're in East Tennessee, but they're in very different spots. And I always
only
like,
people
like,
that live in this specific area would think that Rockford and Rockwood are far away from one another because yeah. in any sort, not even in the grand scheme of things, in the moderate scheme of things, they are fucking right on top of one another.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, ah, oh, no, I don't want to drive no. through Oak Ridge to get to somewhere.
Oh, it's so far. It takes a freaking hour to get there somehow. It's just like, it's all the way over there, Aaron. It's all the way over there. No one wants to drive there.
Town, I'm with though. You. I'm with you. I could probably never go to Rockford or Rockwood. I think I'd rather not go to Rockwood than to Rockford. Drop some real truth there, because Rockford's yeah. got that bomb ass donut shop.
Oh, you have to tell me. You have to tell okay. me about that.
I will do that.
If you want to know about it too, questions at videodeathloop.com. You can find out about it. And if you're from Rockwood or Rockford, you can send stuff to us. We may not answer on that.
Questions at videodeathloop.com. Send us all yeah. those complaints. Yes. Or you can complain at us at our new social media on Blue Sky.
Which I still have not done a post on. So maybe we'll do one for this one.
Like yeah.
maybe we'll Christian it on that as we go on through there. I tell your friends, word of mouth, still the main way that we get any that really any podcast gets happening on there, unless you have a meme of yourself being created, and then you get instantly rich in a single year. But
that's what happens.
Yeah, that's like it's not one or the other. That's the only two ways you could make a podcast happen these days. So, but Aaron, do you have anything else that you want to tell the audience before we go?
Have a nice week.
Yeah, do that. Have a nice week. Bye.
Bye.